Second-year head coach Joker Phillips has spent the summer looking for playmakers. Gone are starting quarterback Mike Hartline, running back Derek Locke, and wide receiver Chris Matthews, as well as a guy simply known as Mr. Everything in Randall Cobb.
He was the returner on both returns. He was the holder, played some quarterback, played some Wildcat. He actually started here five, six games at the quarterback position, received. He did everything for us. Was one of the best leaders I've ever been around.
Now that leadership role has fallen to junior quarterback Morgan Newton, who begins this season unquestionably at the top of the depth chart after replacing Mike Hartline prior to the Compass Bowl.
I didn't really play much, I guess what you would say, meaningful minutes last year, prior to the bowl game. So being able to come in and kind of gauge where I was at in my sophomore season and the type of things that I need to work on in a game situation was pretty good.
Newton will have the benefit of working behind a veteran offensive line, but the receiving core, while talented, is still largely unproven, led by LaRod King, Brian Adams, and Gene McCaskill. And before he suffered a season-ending knee injury, the coaching staff thought freshman Darryl Collins was poised to make an impact right away. The ground game is expected to be a committee effort, with sophomore running back Raymond Sanders getting the bulk of the carries, but Koshik Williams and Jonathan George are also reportedly in the mix. On the defensive side, former Marshall coach and Joker Phillips mentor Rick Minter has been brought in to install what he hopes will be a more dominant and proactive rather than reactive unit.
You know, we'll start gaining models of our current players and how we want to begin to find, develop, and make into what we want to help make them become in the years to come as we continue to recruit. And just hope to build a good defensive mentality around here.
He'll be helped in no small part by the return of linebacker Danny Trevathan. Despite leading the SEC in tackles, the Florida native decided over the summer he needed more seasoning before attempting a jump to the NFL.
I can work and try to make myself better, but I'm going to get as better as the team get, put it like that. All right, I'm going to get as better as the team get, and the team is getting better.
Kentucky finished the season at 6-7 with just two conference wins over South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Most experts are predicting a similar outcome this year. Longtime fans are well aware that UK hasn't beaten the Tennessee Volunteers since 1984 and the Florida Gators since 1986. But those two games are at Commonwealth Stadium this season, which means if the Wildcats manage to vanquish one or both of those foes, the goalposts on CM Newton Field will definitely be coming down. That could be one of the few bright spots in a season of transition should Kentucky miss the postseason this year. But Coach Phillips says his young team is looking forward to proving the doubters and naysayers wrong.
We're not here to try to just compete for our six straight bowl games, and you guys can say what you want, you know, about that. We're not. We came here, and we were able to track the coaches that we have. We got great coaches on this staff. We're able to track those guys, and they came here to win, not just to go to bowl games. We want to win championships.
Wildcats take on the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers tonight at LP Field in Nashville. Kickoff is at 9:20 local time. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Alan Lytle.